It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Warm out there?
Oh, it's beautiful out there today. Man, we've had some really good weather. I wish we were playing the game tomorrow here. Perfect.
Can you clear something up real quick? Thanksgiving is next week, and is it okay to have Christmas lights up before Thanksgiving, or do you wait until after? It's been a big topic of conversation.
Yeah, my wife would like to put them up like 2 months ago and just be happy and celebrate. I'm for sure after Thanksgiving.
We talked about this in July. I remember asking you if you were in my position, which hopefully you never will be for your sake, what kind of questions would you be asking about the program? And you mentioned the guys you lost on defense and how the young guys would step up and take over. What would be the questions you'd be asking now about this football team kind of moving forward?
Yeah, that's all in the past. You know, last year is last year. I mean, we were so far down the road. It's who's picking their game up? Mm-hmm. How are we improving and progressing? And, you know, I think you see that at certain phases in our program, loud and clear. And there's other things that we got to continue to do better.
What's the maybe one or two phases where you feel like you've improved the most so far to this point?
Well, you know, I think our special teams has done a nice job all season long. I think we've, you know, been very solid and played the field position game and done some things. And knock on wood, haven't made a bunch of errors that can cost you games. And, you know, I like how the defense is progressing. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought last time we played, that was very, very encouraging. And, you know, we keep talking about some individuals flashing and doing those things. But if enough of them do that, then it all starts to kind of come together. And you start to put a really impressive product on that side, you know, on that side of the ball.
In the offseason, we just kept on hearing the words fix the offense. And I'm sure you spent a ton of time on it in the offseason. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe talk about some of the things that you worked on in the offseason and just where you're at with it this far into the season.
Yeah. And so, I mean, obviously the bottom line is you come out of the Oregon State game, you got to throw and catch the ball better. I mean, run the ball. This team can run the ball. But you can't – you're not going to win the games just running the ball 60 times a game. You got to make some plays in the pass game. And – you know, we were off a little bit last week in that situation. If you are, you're going to score 19 points.
How would you describe the level of chemistry, I guess, between quarterback and wide receiver, tight end on this team right now?
I think our chemistry is great. These guys practice hard. These guys care about each other. These guys play hard. You know, it's a matter of executing at the end of the day. I mean, that's what it is, right? I mean, that's what it is. And so, and it just goes back to like, okay, if the execution is good, we got to tighten up the details, you know, and it starts with simplifying packages so guys can play fast and not think and, you know, and those type of things. And I keep going back to this. You make one or two plays in the pass game, it's a completely different game. But we didn't. Mm-hmm. And then guys start pressing and guys start dropping balls because they're really trying to make the play now. And it's like, you got to take care of the simple things.
For example, the two early throws to Hunter in the Oregon State game that looked, I guess, to the casual observer, like they're high throws. What was going on there in particular on those two throws?
Yeah, and sometimes you're off a little bit and, you know, it's going to take a high level of execution to get some of that thing done. And, you know, the receiver, quarterback got to be on the same page. Away you go. And, you know, sometimes the level of difficulty is greater than some other throws and catches. And so I'm not necessarily talking about all those. Mm-hmm. You know, I do expect guys to make some spectacular plays now and again because they have it in them. But I'm talking about stuff that's like, we should do that on a routine basis.
Has the route running been as crisp as you'd like?
Yeah, I think so. I think the kids are running hard. I think it comes at the end of the whole process of going up and snatching the ball and throwing strike point balls where those guys can make, you know, you turn a tough catch into an easy catch by where you locate the ball. And then if it's not perfect, we got guys that can go make plays, go make the play for them.
When you went back and looked at the defensive film against Oregon State, I think easily that was the best defensive performance of the year. What was the difference in the Oregon State game as opposed to the rest of the games?
I think I just talked about that. You know, guys have been playing good, and it's all coming together, and they're on the same page, and they're very locked in and play great team defense, and you know, that's what it was. I mean, the individuals are starting to really show up, and they're playing cohesive ball.
Does it surprise you that the offense has been so inconsistent this year?
Yes. Yeah, it has. You know, I don't think any coach goes in thinking we're going to be inconsistent. So, yeah, it's surprising.
Right after the Beavers game, you said that the bye week would be spent trying to get rhythm back in the passing game. Did you guys improve on that over the bye week?
I can let you know after Saturday.
Besides finishing plays, catching balls, like you said, what else are you looking for out of this passing game, specifically against this defense that you'll see Saturday?
I don't think it goes any further than that. What else are we talking about? You know, I mean, make the play on the ball. Throw the ball where it's, you know, those type of things. Don't put our defense in a bad situation. It's not a game of perfect. Yeah. It's not going to be. It's a game of adversity. Can you fight through it, let the play go, and go make another play?
How much of a stride has Sivan Ahmed taken in just the last couple weeks? You ended the game with, what, nine straight runs with Sivan, and how much do you see him actually elevating his game when Richard Newton's back available?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think competition's good for everybody. Yeah. But I don't really feel it's because of that. I think, you know, like I said, I think these kids are prideful, and I think Sivan has worked long and hard at being a more polished running back, and it's been awesome to see him in that situation. I think that's one of the reasons that we feel like we can run the ball pretty well. Is, you know, our O-line blocks things pretty good, but even when you block them pretty good, it's never going to be – really, really good. Yeah. It's just they got extra guys on that side when you got a quarterback and a ball carrier. And so you got to make guys miss. You got to fall forward. And you got to have, you know, really good vision. And I think he's doing a better job with those things.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Laviska Shenault.
Yep.
He's perfect in the Wildcat, by the way. He's converted everyone. What do you see on film from that guy, and how do you plan against him?
He's a really strong, strong runner. You know, he's 6'2", 220, and he's really good with the ball in his hands. And they're, you know, smart to get creative ways to get the ball in his hands, not only in the passing game, but doing things like that.
Last true road game, I guess, for guys like Trey and Miles and Nick Harris. I mean, is that kind of the nonsense that we just make up in our business, or does that kind of mean something to you heading into this game on Saturday?
Yeah, I think like most things, it's nonsense that you make up. I don't know what else to say. I mean, we're going to play another game. I mean, on the road, we got three games left, and this is the next one, and let's just go. I mean, there's always obstacles, and let's go play. Yeah.
Do you find yourself all, though, at ever this time of the year, nostalgic about guys like that and what they've meant to your program?
No, I'm always nostalgic. Mm-hmm. It's not just this time of year. Like, I think about guys that, you know, have been in here for a long time. I think about the younger guys that are making really good strides. So I always pay attention to that. I appreciate these guys. Like, I think that, you know, nostalgic thing is about appreciating and paying attention to the blessings in your life and the people around you. So, you know, I say that coming out like, no, this is not different, because I think about that all the time with these kids.
You got your banquet in a month or so from now. We won't be there, of course, but you'll report the news, I know, on Twitter. Talk about kind of who would be potentially up for an award like the most improved player on this football team.
I have no idea. There's too much football to play. Like, that has nothing to do with nothing.
So far, to this point.
This has nothing to do with nothing. It doesn't. I mean, like, we're just trying to go down there and play Colorado. We ain't worried about our banquet or anything like that. You go talk about that on your radio station. What else we got to do with this game? You got anything good for me?
You've talked often about the importance of keeping levity and enjoyment in this. And you've also talked about, not from him, but you've also talked about how this season has had more adversity than most. Is it harder to do that? And is it more important to do that in a season like this?
I mean, I think it's always about balance and perspective, you know, and it always is harder to do those two things when things don't go just your way, whether it's whatever, football, life, school. And, you know, that's part of this whole program of just training, like, not only our kids, but the coaches and ourselves, of like, you know, this stuff is not life and death. It's really important to us, and we can learn lessons through it and stay strong in the mind. And, you know, how do we progress when it's not just how you want it to be? And, you know, part of that is with these guys we have, sometimes it's trying too much. It's like, no, that anxiety is going the wrong way. Just relax, back to ground zero, neutral type thinking. And let's go make the next play, and let's just enjoy this thing for what it is. I mean, we're not going to go out there and play perfect, and I think so many times we want that. And when it doesn't go not only perfect but our way, you know, you can start to get on your heels a little bit, and we got to be able to work through that.
Do you have any history with Mel Tucker?
I don't. I do at the our Pac-12 media days when the coaches get together, but, you know, I've known him. You know what type of coach he is from afar for a long time, and I'm extremely impressed how those guys are playing. And you know, you watch them progress and you watch their competitive spirit and all those type of things, and I think he's done a really good job. I'm impressed with the Colorado fan base. You know, those guys have done a great job over there as well.
And they're retiring Ralphie.
And Ralphie's
had any interactions with Ralphie?
Yeah, I've smelled him a few times because they park him right next to our locker room, you know, before they bring him out into the deal. So, yeah, well, that's one of the great, you know, mascots and one of the great traditions of college football. And so I'm sure there's a new Ralphie the Sixth coming soon, I'm sure.
We haven't seen a lot of Sermon or Dylan Morris, but obviously things are happening behind the scenes that we're not aware of. How have those guys progressed from your eye?
Awesome. Really good. I think Jacob Sermon, you know, he's been really, really impressive to me in terms of really how mentally locked in. Like, he knows what's going on. He gets his reps, and he's on it. And that, you know, when you're not getting all the reps and you haven't played, I mean, that's tough to do. And he's been very, very impressive to me. And Dylan, you know, that's down there running the scout team. And, you know, he gives our defense fits a lot of times. I mean, he can sling it in there.
What kind of progression have you seen from the defensive front, especially guys like Tuli and Taki, where there's a lot of fans that I know you know this because you hear this stuff that are all jacked up about them and what they could mean for this program down the road?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a lot of good young players, and you know, I think they've been making really good progress. And you know, it starts in the lines always, whatever side of the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's always been a philosophy that we believe in. It's like, it starts with those guys, and I think, you know, on defense, those guys are playing better, and it's starting to show up in our whole defense.
Streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls.
Rated PG-13.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.